attentively, see what God is doing, and then if you feel convicted at the end of the service that you didn't give enough in that second offering, we got ways to remedy that. Okay? You just come see him and give him all your money or sign your house over, whatever the Lord leads, okay? And so, brother, just come and share with us what God
has. Amen. Thank you, preacher. Yes, God bless you. Thank you. Well, what about that? Man, that's great. Thank God for young folks who are willing to get up here and do something for the Lord, amen? And they're not ashamed of it. And when he held up that cross just a moment ago, I wanted to sing the song, "The Way of the Cross Leads Home." Amen? And there is no other way but this. The way of the cross leads home. And it's a great joy to be here today, and I'm not going to keep you long. I know you've heard folks say that before, and they lied, but I'm not lying this morning. I'm not going to keep you long. Of course, I don't know what long is. But it is a great joy to be a preacher. I want to thank you for the privilege to be back this morning. And everything is going on in churches, and you allow me to come and once again share about Mount Pisgah and what God is doing there with Mount Pisgah. And in reality, my wife and I are here this morning in the stead of 1 million school children in Honduras who got a John and Romans this year. We just shipped our last container of John and Romans to Honduras. 1 million. I heard somebody mention Guatemala. 1.5 million our printing presses this year will print 1.5 million John and Romans and ship them to the country of Guatemala. We have already been approved. As a matter of fact, the government contacted us and wanted to know if we could provide scriptures for their school children. And some way, somehow. And so we wanted to flood the system there. And so we're printing 1.5 million John and Romans. And we also have printed 3,000 whole Bibles. We print John and Romans, the New Testament, and the whole Bible. We print in 22 different languages. And this is what we're doing. I thought about and I just jotted down some countries that we have had contacts with that want Bibles. We've got more requests this year than we've ever had. We just need paper. We just need paper. And to print the Bibles that folks around the world are hungering for. And I want to thank you this morning. I see a lot of young folks out here this morning. The teenagers did such a great job. And I want to thank all of you adults. And they're going to take my place one day. And I'm 75, and I'm not saying how old my wife is, but I'm 75. I learned a long time ago, amen? And, but hey, somebody's going to take our place. And these young folks, one of the young men surrendered to missions. And I had the privilege of pastoring for 32 years, and then went with Mount Pisgah. And I have the glorious privilege of going into good churches like this one, and that you have allowed us to come in, and you partner with us in the purchase of paper. A roll of paper is $1,100. We can print 400 whole Bibles. We can print 1,100 New Testaments, and with one roll of paper. And so you have been such a blessing the last 2 years, and I know the same thing this year. And again, I just want to say thank you for partnering with us and helping us to print the book that made America great, called the Bible. Amen. And you know, the young folks went to camp. And why did they go to camp? Because somewhere along the way, they had read in this book called the Bible that there was a God who loved them, there was a Christ who had saved them. Without the book, where would they have heard that from? Time Magazine? Beg your pardon. CNN? Don't think so. Any on television? No, none of those. They got it out of the Bible. And if I would ask you this morning, how many of you have a copy of the Bible? Everybody would raise their hand. Did you know most all the Bibles that we print go into the hands of those who have never had a copy of God's Word? Never have. And for the very first time, they'll be able to open up the Bible and read John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that He gave." And there's not anything like it. Somebody said, "Well, I sure would like to be able to give something that would matter to somebody." Have you ever thought about giving so that somebody could get a Bible? I don't know of a greater gift. Thank God for people, you know, when they come to the place and God heals them. And I'm grateful for that. And I'm excited about that. And I thank God for that. But I'll tell you what, there's nothing like somebody opening up the Bible and reading where Jesus died on the cross for them, and they get saved and they can go to heaven when they die. And as a matter of fact, there's not anything any more important than that. And so again, thank you for what you gave. Request for Bibles from Mexico, Honduras, Guatemala, Romania, New Guinea, Germany, Cuba, France, and other places. We have on the back table back there copies of the Bible, some of them. I don't have a copy of all of them with me. But I have a copy of by the way, there's a track back there, and I wrote that track. And there are some prayer cards back there, and you can, if you pick one of those up and pray for us. Here is John in Romans. That's the Spanish version. Here is John in Romans in the English version. And we have whole Bibles back there, and we have New Testaments back there, and all the Bibles we have printed. And I got these right here, and I made these up and I had them printed up and so forth. Statements from great men about the Bible. You'll read of what George Washington said about the Bible. You'll read about what Thomas Jefferson said about the Bible. You'll read about what John Jay said about the Bible. Or you'll read about what the Constitution and all those different things. There are a lot of good things in this booklet. They're back there until they run out. So you can get one of those, and they'll bless your heart. Because a lot of folks think that you just got to be a dummy to believe the Bible. The guy who discovered the second law of thermodynamics was a great Christian. You can read all about him, amen? And so again, thank you for the wonderful privilege to be here this morning. Psalm 68, verse 11 says, "The Lord gave the word, and great was the company of those that published it." God gave the word, great was the company of those that published it. In other words, those of you that help us, you help publish the Bible. When you gave this morning, or when you leave this morning and when you give, you help publish the Bible. And the Bible says, "The Lord gave the word, and great was the company of those that published it." You see, we can't print the Bible without you. We can't do it. You're the ones that help us print the Bible. As a matter of fact, you're the ones that really print the Bible. I mentioned, I've got a German Bible back there. There was a missionary on the island of Belize. He ran into a bunch of Germans there on the island. Had no Bibles. They spoke low German. They didn't speak modern German. They spoke low German. I was in a meeting down in Florida in February. There was a lady in the church who was a German lady. And I had a German Bible. And she says, "Hard for me to read this Bible." And I said, "You know why? It's not the modern German. It's low German. Got a lot of Dutch words in it." We were able to get the low German a text, and we printed 1,000 of German Bibles, gave them to that missionary. And by the way, all of our Bibles go to missionaries, no charge. No charge. You pay the bill. You are the ones that provide it. But here was 1,000 Germans who got a copy of the low German Bible in their own language that they could understand. Cuba. They wanted Bibles for the soldiers. We printed 3,000. We couldn't ship them to Cuba. We shipped them to Nicaragua. From Nicaragua into Cuba. We got word that they made it through. And they were giving them to the soldiers there in Cuba. 3,000. They called back. They wanted 12,000 more. We were able, we shipped again, we went the same route, we went to Nicaragua. These guys knew how to do it. We didn't know how to do it, but they knew how to do it. They know all the black markets, they know everything. And so they were able, we printed and shipped 12,000 and waited with great anxiety and prayer. Are these 12,000 Bibles going to make it into Cuba? Thank God we received word. All 12,000 Bibles are in Cuba, and they'll be handing them out to the soldiers too. Now, could we do this without you? Absolutely not. And so I want to thank you. I want to share a couple of verses, and I'm through this morning. But I want to thank you for everything that you've done for Mount Pisgah. And preach, I want to thank you for letting me come again. And because all Sundays are full, and I understand that, and there are so many different things going on inside of a church. And the pastor is willing to let me share the pulpit, and you folks are willing to let me come and to listen, and I am so grateful. And this morning, I'm thankful in my heart, and I've got joy in my spirit, but listen to me, I've got a burden in my soul. I've got a burden in my soul. And I've got a burden in my soul for that 1.5 million young people in Guatemala to receive a copy of John in Romans. I've got a burden in my soul for those who call from New Guinea. They speak English there in New Guinea. And they can take English Bibles. And those wanting, a missionary called me from Mexico. And he wants Spanish Bibles for those as he goes out and into communities. He said, preacher, he said, I can't get Bibles. I need Bibles. I go into communities with no Bible. I go into communities and hamlets with no church. I need Bibles. And we were able to ship him Bibles. He might go there in Mexico. And 22 different languages we print. And what is it all about? It's about good news. It's about the gospel that Paul said in the book of Romans chapter 1 when he said this. He said, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God. Separated unto the good news that God Almighty sent to the world one day almost 2,000 years ago on a hill called Calvary. And that's the good news that God sent into the world one day. And it was His Son. And His Son there on that cross called Calvary one day took my shame and took my sin and took my place and paid my sin debt. And so I'm free this morning. My sins are forgiven. The Holy Spirit of God lives within me. When I die, I'm going to heaven. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. Aren't you glad you're saved this morning? Amen. Is there anything greater than being saved? I'll guarantee you it's not. One of the great things about being a preacher, and Pastor Martin contested this, is when you have a funeral, you'll be able to stand up there and say, hey, listen, old John, he may not have been much, but he knew the Lord. Amen. And he's in glory land. Well, the gospel is good news. Did you know how important the gospel was? And I've got so much I want to say this morning, I'll probably end with this right here. And the Apostle Paul, and here's what the Apostle Paul said writing to the Philippian church. And by the way, let me say this, and for everything that you do, God will bless you for it if you do it for the right reason. And I was reading here in my Bible one day. And I'm not sure exactly where that is. Let me get over here in chapter 4. And here's the promise that the Lord will give to you. He said, but my God shall supply all your need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. God shall supply all your need. You know why He said that? Because they gave to the Apostle Paul in getting out the gospel. In Philippians chapter 4, my God shall supply all of your need. That's God's promise. Can God lie? No. Titus verse 2, no siree. God can't lie. He's a God that's true. Amen. He can't lie. Here's what the Apostle Paul felt about the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ in the book of Philippians. Philippians chapter 3 and verse 8, he said, yea, doubtless. He said in verse 7, they were given this thing about how great they were. And Paul said, hey, listen, I'm a great Jew. And he gave the reasons that he was a great Jew and all the credentials that he had. And then he came to say this. He said, but what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Now, I want you to get this. Because sometimes we think if we do a little something, we've really sacrificed. You know, we think sometimes when we do a little something for God, boy, we have really laid down the gauntlet, amen? But I want you to know what Paul said and where he was. In verse 8 of the book of Philippians chapter 3, he said, "Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung that I may win Christ." Now, where do you think that is on the scale of importance? Where is that on the scale of importance? Given so others might hear, given so that others might have a copy of the Bible. I want to read it again. He said, "Yea, doubtless, and I count all things, not just some things, I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord." He said, "I count it all loss that I just know Him." And then he wanted to put a little something on top of it, and he said, for emphasis, he said, "I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ." You see, folks, sometimes we say, "Well, Brother Hayden, well, you know, I'm just saved." Just saved? Just saved? Just saved? Like, man, it ain't much. When it's the greatest thing in all the world. Amen. Greatest thing in a million worlds. Amen. How you doing? "Well, I'm just saved." Well, glory to God. You saved on your way to heaven? Don't ever lose the joy of it. Amen. Don't ever lose the excellency of it. Don't ever lose the place where the Apostle Paul said, "I count it loss but all things that I may win the knowledge of Christ and count everything but dung that I may win Him." Had 4 points. I haven't hit any of them. I've just covered my introduction. But I'm closing, and you said, I knew you would, Gypsy Smith. Most of you folks never heard of him. Never heard of Gypsy Smith. Gypsy Smith was an evangelist. And you know why they called him Gypsy Smith? Anybody know? Because he was a gypsy. Gypsy Smith. I mean, you know, that's not deep. Amen. But he was a great evangelist. Oh, he was made fun of. Lived in a gypsy home. Little old trailer. Mom and dad gypsies. Went from place to place. God saved him. And there was a fellow who went to hear Gypsy Smith preach when he was a young evangelist. And then he went to hear Gypsy Smith preach when he was older, winding down his ministry. And at the end of the service, this guy went up to Gypsy Smith. And he said, Gypsy, he introduced himself, and he said, "I heard you X number of years ago yonder." Told him the place where I heard him preach when he was just a young evangelist. He said, "My, the fire you had." He said, "Back yonder, oh my," he said, "back when you was a young evangelist." He said, "I came to hear you today. You had the same fire. I mean, you got the same burden. You got it all, Gypsy." He asked him, "What's the secret?" You know what Gypsy told him? Gypsy looked him in the eye and said, "I never lost the wonder of it all. Just saved. Just saved. I've never lost the wonder of it all. How God would save me, why God would save me. A wretch. I had no hope. Everybody else had given up on Bobby Lee except God. And God saved me one day. I was 27 years of age. I got saved on a Thursday night. My wife got saved on that next Sunday morning. You know what? I thank God for this. I've never lost the wonder of it all. I was sitting right here and hearing all these young folks. And I was sitting there and I was thinking, Bobby Lee, you're going to get up and just a minute, you're going to preach. Bobby Lee, a preacher? And more than that, Bobby Lee, a Baptist preacher? That's a miracle in itself, amen. Not only a preacher, but Bobby Lee, a Baptist preacher. Hey, thank you for what you do. And getting the Bible and God's Word out to those who have never heard. Hey, we can't do it without you. We can't. We can't. On behalf of the millions who will receive a copy of a Bible that says printed by Mount Pisgah Printing Ministry. On behalf of every one of those who will receive a copy of God's Word, I say to you, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. If you're here this morning, you've never been saved, preacher's going to come. You talk to the preacher. Anything else needs to be said, preacher's going to take care of it. Getting everything on him. That's what preachers are for. Just take care of it, preacher. Amen. That's the way it is. Folks come up and say, just take care of it, preacher. Just take care of it, preacher. I want to thank you for letting me come. Thank you so very, very much. God bless you. Thank you, preacher.
Glory and grace to Jesus, I surrender all to Him. I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him in His presence daily. Live. I surrender. Decided to follow Jesus.
fruit at it.